All right, hanging out here with Mariah Stokes. How's everything going, Mariah?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Oh yeah, never a problem. There's a lot going on with you. You just dropped a new album called Mood Ring. You're getting ready to head up north to High Level and play the 60th anniversary show with Gord Bamford and Hey Driver. How are you handling all this little busy chunk of your schedule here?
You know what? I am thriving. I'm absolutely loving it. I'm so excited that Mood Ring, my debut album, is out. And I am so excited to go and head up to High Level for the first time. I've never been that far north in Alberta. And I have a bunch of buddies who have toured up there and said some fantastic things about the town. And I can't wait to see it and meet everybody.
Nice. So what is that experience like getting to open for somebody like Gord Bamford? I don't know if you've ever opened for him before. I know he does a lot of shows all around Alberta. But what's that like when you're the opener for an act as accomplished as Gord?
You know, it's actually a pretty cool full circle moment, because when I was 16, I entered a competition called the Pinocchio Stampede Talent Search. And Gord was actually one of the judges at that talent search. And I played actually an Ian Tyson song. It was Someday Soon. And I think it was the only competition I ever won. I lost every other competition I entered into when I was a teenager. but yeah, he showed some super early belief in me and supported me even when I was a kid. And so it's a pretty cool full circle moment to get to open for somebody like Gord, for sure. And especially just because, yeah, he was really kind to me right from the start.
So now, any of our listeners up in High Level, what can they expect when you hit the stage there? I've only kind of seen you do like little acoustic here and there, so I don't know what all you got planned for them up north.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Mood Ring is a country record at heart, and all of the songs were written with country in mind. And but the record itself, it's a Mood Ring musically as well. So we push outside of genre a little bit. There's a little bit of blues, a little bit of R&B, some jazzy moments. So it's going to be, I guess you could say, like country with a twist. It's going to be really, really fun.
Nice. So what got you started in kind of the country music lane then when it came to music?
Well, I grew up in a tiny little town about an hour south of Calgary called Stavely, Alberta. There's like 500 people in town. It's a farming town. And I actually, I used to sneak into the bar when I was 8 years old. And my parents used to let me, they used to let me sit on the stairs right outside the bar room and watch all the touring musicians come through town. And it was a lot of country. And I think just being, you know, from a farming community or around country music all the time. Anyway, watching those bands, it really inspired me. And I wanted to sing. And so they started this jam. I think it was on Friday or Sunday afternoons. And when I was 8, my parents, they let me sneak in and sing with the jam band. And a lot of the songs we were doing were like Patsy Cline and Johnny Cash and a lot of the standards. And it kind of got into my bones. I love the storytelling of country music, and I'm a small town kid, so it's just kind of part of who I am.
Now, what kind of made you want to pursue this kind of as a career, you know, rather than, you know, go to school to become, I don't know, an accountant, or I know I'm going to pick a bunch of boring jobs, lawyer, doctor, you know, one of those, like a normal career. What made you want to go, I want to pursue music as my go-to main job?
You know, it's funny that you say that lawyer, doctors, boring jobs, they are jobs that take immense amount of intelligence and skill and forethought. And I'm not very good with numbers to start off with, but I always loved music. As soon as I started, you know, singing at these jams and you know, doing anthems at the rodeos in my hometown, it was kind of like a bug bit me, and I never wanted to stop. There was, you know, there's a connection that happens when you're on stage and you're singing songs and people are vibing, and it's unlike anything else in the world. And I think I've just been chasing that feeling ever since. It's one of the best ever.
Nice. Now, one thing people might note you for is your attire. Even before I met you, I didn't know who you were. I just remember it was the London kind of pandemic CCMAs. I'm just going like, who the heck is this person? Like, they're just dressed up almost like a hippie or something. Like, I haven't seen this around country music before, but weirdly enough, now I see a bunch of people dressing the way you did how many years ago?
Well, thanks. It's funny. My style's always been a little bit strange. I say that I write country songs and I steal my grandma's clothes. I really, really love thrifting and vintage style, specifically the 70s, but I play a little bit with the 80s and the 60s as well. And I guess for me, what I really like to do is go thrift shopping or vintage shopping. And the first thing that I'll do is I head to the sale rack. And I find all the pieces that are just like a little bit too weird for most people, all the things that nobody else would want to buy. And then I end up getting a deal and some really super, super interesting pieces from different vintage collectors collections. And it's pretty fun. I love fashion, and I specifically love vintage fashion. And there's so much of it around Alberta.
Didn't know they had sales sections in thrift stores. That's new.
They totally do. There's actually a thrift store in Calgary that I just went to. And what they do is they take all their clothes, and if they sit on the rack for more than a month, they get a discount. So for every week after that month, the price drops a little bit. So you can find some pretty wild deals.
Now, the song we're getting ready to play is one of them, if I'm not mistaken. And this is one you wrote with Shantaya, somebody whose music has played on the show before. And we've talked to sort of how this song come about for you and what made you want to send it our way to play today.
It's the first track on Mood Ring. And it was written with Shantaya, who's an artist originally from Saskatchewan, another Canadian gal. And it's kind of fun. Shantaya released her new record, Exes and Friends, and I actually was a co-writer on the title track of that song, Exes and Friends. And it just felt super, super fitting that she got the first song on my record as well. But one of them, we wrote it about the loves that got away that you don't regret, but you'll never forget. So it's about those folks or that person who you may have had a connection with or dated or been in love with in the past who didn't end up being the one, but they treated you with respect and showed you what love could really feel like.
And why did this one end up being like the first track on Mood Ring? Was that specifically chosen to be the first one, or was it just you just put them into a jumbler and randomizer and that's what came out?
No, we put a ton of thought into the track listing and into the... Well, it's called Mood Ring, so I guess the emotional journey that this record is going to take people on. And I loved one of them as an opener, because it's just really upbeat and easy to grab onto. It's super fun to play live and super fun to record. But also there's a lot of positivity and hope in the song. And also I think an interesting perspective on heartbreak. And I have to credit Shantaya with a lot of that as well.
Nice.
Not all heartbreak is bad.
Well, obviously the new album is out, Mood Ring. Sort of what else is kind of on slate for the rest of the year? I'm going to guess that a new EP or album isn't on the way that quickly, but...
Yeah, we just dropped this one on Friday, so I'm going to spend some time with this record for sure for a little bit. But we're hitting the road starting this Friday. We're playing at the National Music Center, Studio Bell in Calgary, Alberta, which is where I'm based, and doing a release show. And then the next weekend, we're headed up to Better Than Fred's in Grand Prairie. First time playing there and really looking forward to it. And then up to High Level for the 60th anniversary celebration with Hay Driver and Gord Bamford. And then a bunch of other really, really fun dates across Western Canada. We're actually heading up to Folk on the Rocks in Yellowknife, Northwest Territories, and I'm super, super looking forward to that. There's going to be a lot of shows, and we're going to have a blast.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to hang out and chat today, Mariah.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to hear from you again. And I hope to see you at the Canadian Country Music Awards or the Country Music Alberta Awards again soon next year. We can catch up even more.
Well, I'll be at CCMAs. It depends on where the CMABs are being held.
100%. I feel that. It's a big drive for you, for sure, if it's down south.